prayer meditation for the first week of Advent. Quiet me within, clothe my body in peacefulness, that your word may once again take flesh, this time within me, as once it did in Mary long Advent years ago. The church's year begins in darkness, a deep purple darkness, where we long for light and the gleam of a star. Purple and violet are the colours of longing, renewal and expectation, of yearning for the living God to come to us, to heal us, to be with us. Purple is also a sign of kingship and majesty, the one who comes, the one who heals, the one who raises from the dead is himself the King who reigns from the cross. We long for Christ's coming now, and when life as we know it ends. In Advent, we learn to live in expectation and to experience a longing. Our unlighted Advent candles let us into the emptiness of a world without Christ, a world we see all around us. Let us enter the cycle of darkness that this time of year presents us with. Short December days, light struggling with the darkness, nature asleep in the dark, hard earth, hibernating, waiting to burst forth with the returning light. Expectantly silent, with a sense of waiting and wonder, we are attentive to the stirrings of hidden things that will soon be revealed. At times, we have our own personal moments of darkness, moments of deep sadness, anxiety, fear, disappointments, failures. As we reflect on the Advent cycle, we remember that it is sometimes in such moments that God is most intensely present to us, gently leading us from the shadows into light and life. And we remember that there is not enough darkness in all the world to put out the light of one small candle. This is our Advent assurance as we confidently bring our present darkness to his light. Let us prepare for a hidden birth in ourselves and in our society. We now light our first candle, the prophecy candle. A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring forth for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. Let us pray. in a spirit of waiting for the celebration of God's coming again into our world and our lives. Lord, give us the light of your peace. In the darkness of our anxiety, when we are worried about what the future may hold, when we don't know where to turn, Lord, give us your light to guide us. May the brightness of our first candle announce the shining presence of your coming to be light in our darkness. Lord Jesus, give us the light of your hope. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. May the Lord be generous in increasing your love and make you love one another and the whole human race as much as we love you. And may he so confirm your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless in the sight of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus Christ comes with all his holy ones. Finally, we urge you and appeal to you in the Lord Jesus to make more and more progress in the kind of life that you are meant to live, the life that God wants, as you learnt from us and as you are already living it. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. There is a sense of warning in Paul's letter, and coupled with today's gospel reading from Luke 21, Jesus himself tells us to take heed of the way in which we conduct our lives. We are warned to stay awake and pray. Will we be ready to face the Son of Man when he comes? Our first Advent candle is a reminder that we don't have long to wait for the coming of our loving Saviour. Setting time aside for Advent prayer, joining with those who prayed for the Lord's coming from the earliest times, is a God-given grace to comfort and guide us on our spiritual journey. Calmly and gently, relaxing into the mantra, Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus. We open ourselves to the God who came to live among us, who is within us now, and who will come again at the end. We now watch for that day. On the mountains, in the cities, through the corridors of power and the streets of despair, to help, to heal, to confront, to convert. Come, O come, Emmanuel. We invite Christ into our world as we pray. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus.